All right, take two, talking to Corey and Jeff Papineau. Together they make Lemon Cash. How's everything going, guys?
Hey, Everett.
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. This time I made sure the memory card was good to go, so.
Good to hear. Let's take up all the space on it right now.
So. So, I mean, for people who aren't familiar, where did the name Lemon Cash come from?
So the name Lemon Cash, it came from Jeff and I when we were kids. We had a lemonade stand. As kids do, like a quarter for or however much we charged. And so whenever we'd make, they put the money in the jar, coins in a jar, and then whenever we'd go inside to show our mom, we'd rattle the jar and say, hey, check out all our lemon cash, because we call it lemon cash because it was our mom would tell us that you'd use that cash to buy more lemons to make more lemonade. So anyway, so that's what we always called it, our lemon cash. And then later on, we were and when Jeff and I were starting a band, we were looking for a name still, and that conversation came up with our mom, and we were reminiscing, and then we just kind of, it's like, what do we call that? Yeah, when we had the lemon, oh, that's right, we call it lemon cash. Yeah, and then kind of Jeff and I kind of looked at each other and went like, hey, that's actually kind of a cool name for a band. So that's where that came from, and then the rest is history.
So do you guys still sell lemonade, just maybe a little harder lemonade?
Mike's Hard Lemonade, yeah.
No, we don't do that yet, but it's not a bad idea to maybe start a franchise in the future. And
yeah.
Hopefully Mike's Hard Lemonade doesn't have any feedback on that. But no, it's something that we've always kind of thought would be a cool idea to kind of implement our own drink of some sort, whether it's a beer with like a lemon infused, if that works, or maybe just stick to like a hard, maybe a lemonade seltzer or something like that.
So, I mean, now you got Breakup Song out there. It's your guys' first top 40 hit. How are you guys feeling about that one?
Yeah, that's pretty, it's pretty wild. It was a really cool feeling to go and check the charts and see, you know, our name on there with our song. It's like, holy hell, is this actually happening? It's great. No, it's been awesome. We obviously, big thanks to Sakamoto and Warner Music for helping us with that. That was obviously a lot to do with them. But it's pretty surreal to see that.
So, I mean, how did that song come about for you guys?
Well, I think it was probably one of our first, seeing as Corey and I, most of the music we've released before this, it's kind of been us two writing the music. So this was kind of initially our first, I guess, co-writing experience with Dan Swinmer, who produced Breakup Song. And we wrote with another fellow artist by the name of Wes Mack. It was initially Wes Mack who brought the idea to the table, and we just kind of had a listen, and I think he had a bit of a chorus going, and we all kind of just jived with it and said, hey, this is something that's kind of on the lines of what we like to listen to and kind of fitting our style. So it made the writing process such an easy experience. So we kind of we were able to finish a song in that, you know, a matter of few hours, and we had that song came about, and now look where it is. So no, very grateful that not only are our names involved on the writing as well, like it's a great experience to have to have written with Wes Mack and Dan Swinmer, and now this song's on the chart. So it's a wild, wild ride it's been on.
Does this feel like the beginning of something bigger for you guys now that you guys have that success, or?
Well, it's definitely what we're hoping. Obviously we'll see what happens, but yeah, we have a couple other songs that, you know, that we're kind of trying to figure out which one we want to release next. And I mean, that it's a great problem to have. We can't seem to decide which one, because they're all like, we like all of them. So it's kind of hard to decide, which is a great problem to have. So to really answer your question, yeah, we hope so. We hope it's something bigger.
So, I mean, how did it come about you guys releasing the music with Sakamoto? Because they were your booking agents before, and now they're distributing your music along with Warner Music.
Yeah, well, it's we're definitely very, very blessed and honored for this opportunity. When we first met Sakamoto, it was just kind of a meet and greet, and I guess, you know, we gelled so well, and we really, you know, decided that this would be this just works with how we are as friends, and just everything that, you know, they found in Corey and I and what we offer and everything. It just kind of, it all turned into like something, you know, great. So it's for them to be our booking agent, it was very, it was an honor. And then they decided, hey, let's keep this going and let's see what kind of, they're giving us that shot to try and see what our music can kind of show for. And I think with Breakup Song, it's been, you know, it's kind of proving, you know, it's kind of doing something. So we're hoping for more magic to happen with them. And like I said, like we're just, it's just such a great, just a great group of people and willing to take the chance on a couple of guys that just love doing this stuff and hoping it'll turn into something.
So, I mean, is this the beginning of a new album or EP, or how is this all working with you guys?
So for right now, we have a two-song deal with Sakamoto and Warner. So it's two singles. So obviously, Breakup Song being the first one. And like I mentioned before, we're trying to figure out what the next one's going to be. And then
I think we're planning on releasing an EP at the end of the, that's what, at first it was kind of a two song, but I think we're leading into an EP. So that it was kind of nice to have to be told that. So.
So, I mean, how important is choosing that next song then, if it's a two song deal and then this was song one, how important is it for that selection? Like you said, you have so many to choose from. How important is it for you to pick that right song following the success of Breakup Song?
It's definitely our entire career is no, I'm just kidding. it's definitely important. We want this one to be, you know, even to have even more success, right? Because obviously the first one establishes you kind of, and then you want that second one to really kind of launch you in there. So we're hoping that's why we're really trying to figure out which one is the best one to do that. But I think we have it anyways. Well, time will tell, but we're looking forward to it anyways.
So when you guys put together songs, do you guys have like a beat in mind, or do you guys have the lyrics first? How does that work for you guys?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I'm mostly like a melody guy, so I tend to the lyrics are necessarily not fully there yet. It's just more of like I have chords and just a melody of how the song kind of could be sung. And then Corey's pretty strong in the lyric department, so that's why it works so well between us when we write songs, is that I can kind of have an idea for a melody and Corey can put lyrics to it. And sometimes it goes the other way around, you know, well, there'll be a tagline or a catchphrase that kind of stands out, and then we just kind of base the song off that, and it kind of gives us, that's a kind of an easier route to take, because then you have the context of what the song should be about, and then it's just a matter of finding a melody. So it all depends. Sometimes it's just a word. Sometimes it's how it sounds. So I'd say for me, it's mostly melody, and I kind of work around that.
Yeah, it all depends on what comes to mind first. Sometimes it's, yeah.
So, I mean, what can we expect from you guys in the near future? You guys alluded to an EP. What is there? Do you guys sort of have planned out for the rest of this year and maybe early next year?
We'll be going to the CCMAs. They're in Hamilton this year. We also have a showcase in Alberta, I think in November. We'll be doing that. And I'm just hoping next year, just kind of looking towards hopefully getting more festivals. Like the festivals and fairs around here. Hopefully Breakup Song will put us on the map more. And so we'll be able to get the lock down more of those shows.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me again.
Well, I'm glad you got the memory card thing all fixed. It was good. Thanks for having us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Everett. Appreciate it.